Elise passed out little cards to each member of Ms. Verne's olderish class. The cards had instructions to gather by the playground after school for a special announcement.
"The haunted playground or the sticky playground?" thumped Bobby.
"Oh, which one has the broken slide?" asked Elise.
"The sticky playground," replied Quaid.
"Then I meant the sticky playground," said Elise.
"The sticky playground is closed," said Eric. "It got too sticky."
"Well, we aren't going to use the playground," said Elise. "We're just meeting by it."
"But I might want a seesaw later," grumbled Lizzie. "Why are you trying to stop me from seesawing? What in the world is your personal problem with me seesawing, bestie?"
"Fine," said Elise. "Let's all meet by the haunted playground."
"What do you children want?"
demanded a melty-faced spirit from the swing set.
"We're just having a meeting," said Elise. "Go about your business, ghost."
"Ooh," moaned the ghost. Elise pulled a small book from her cloak, opened it to a page marked by a purple ribbon, read a passage to herself, and nodded.
"Cauldronicus apaparium," she yelled.
A black cauldron appeared next to her in a puff of green smoke.
"New friends, I am pleased to announce that my mother has allowed me to invite 2 guests to a day at Jagged Rocks Resort Spa and Portal to the Underworld."
"Ooh," exclaimed Lizzie. "Who are you bringing, bestie? Who else, I mean?"
"Who indeed?" replied Elise. "In order to be fair, I will be selecting names at random. Please drop the cards I passed out this morning into the cauldron."
"I accidentally absorbed mine on the way over," glurfed Bobby.
"I left mine in my desk," said Lobo.
"Begin transmission. Oops, this being recycled the item after reading as this being believed the item was no longer needed. End transmission," said Allie.
Elise snapped her fingers and 3 new cards appeared, hovering over the cauldron. They dropped inside.
"There,"
said Elise. The rest of the kids tossed their names into the cauldron.
"What spell are you going to use to select the names?" asked Griff.
"Oh," said Elise. "I was just going to reach in and grab 2 cards."
"Feels a bit anticlimactic," said Eric.
"I'll make a big show of it," offered Elise. "How about that?"
Eric nodded.
"Behold," announced Elise, reaching into the cauldron. "The first guest shall be..." Elise dramatically pulled a name from the cauldron. "Gilly!"
"Verily,"
shouted Gilly. The rest of the group clapped.
"And now, the second and final guest at Jagged Rocks Resort, Spa, and Portal to the Underworld shall be..."
Elise flailed her arm, dipped into the cauldron, and waved the selected card up to her face. She cleared her throat and read the name at the top of the card.
"Vlad!"
"Yes!"
hissed Vlad. He was already thinking about his resort wear look. Linen shirt and patterned shorts? Blazer or no blazer? Flip-flops or slippers? Captain's hat? Dare I? The rest of the class, except for Lizzie, clapped. Elise clapped her hands, then pointed at the cauldron.
"Muir Papa Sukinordluach!"
The cauldron vanished in a puff of smoke.
"And now I wish you all good day. Gilly, Vlad, meet me at the resort gate at 9 a.m. My mom will call your parents to make sure it's okay."
Lizzie stormed over to the seesaw, shooing a few ghosts in her path.
"Lobo," she roared, "seesaw with me."
Lobo sighed and trudged over to the seesaw and took a seat. Lizzie jumped on the other side as hard as she could, launching Lobo halfway across the neighborhood. Vlad and Gilly hit the buzzer at the gate of Jagged Rocks at 8:59 a.m. The gate buzzed and creaked open, and Elise came running out from a small yellow building just inside.